This is Nation Radio with Alan Mitchell, a.k.a. Low Tide. Brought to you by The Pint, Oodle Noodle, and OilersNation.com.
Only on Edmonton Sports Radio.
Team 1260.
It's 1-0 Washington right now over the Rangers, about 6.5 minutes left in the first period. We are live at the Pint this afternoon until 2 o'clock on Nation Radio, Edmonton Sports Radio, Team 1260. I wanted to pass this along. We were talking earlier in the week with Ross McLeod, who's the brand manager of Team 1260, a very important job. And he said, you know what, why don't you do 3 hours at the Pint on draft day number 2 on the Saturday? So we'll be live at noon to 3 right here on Team 1260 from the Pint on Saturday, day number 2 of the draft, coming up in late June. We'll give you more details, but wanted to pass that along. Earlier in the week, Nielsen and Chase were live on the radio, and they had an opportunity to talk to Tom Rennie, and a very interesting conversation about some of these young kids and the kind of impact they had late in the season and what we can look forward to next year.
Tom Rennie with us, head coach of the Edmonton Oilers. You look at it, Tom, and there is so much, well, man, I don't want to say pressure on Hall and Eberle and Puljujärvi coming in, but there was a lot of hype around them this year. How do you think those three young guys handled everything as a first-year NHLer?
Well, I think hype's a good way to look at it, and that's good. I mean, that's a healthy thing. Heck, this is entertainment. It's Edmonton's team. We're all excited about these young guys moving into the program, and if I'm a fan, I'm real appreciative of all the hype because it gives me it charges me up, of course. And those players, I thought, handled it very well, guys. I thought that they were well spoken, well thought out. They represented the team and the organization and the city real well when they spoke, whether it was here or out there somewhere in the league. I think they did a very, very good job of that. And ultimately, what was really neat is that they just went out and played. And maybe that changes a little bit, coming back for year two, if you will. You always wonder how that's going to go. But as a coaching staff, you just try to put people in a position to have success. They've helped us out a lot that way.
I think Jordan Eberle and Magnus Puljujärvi probably had a little bit of a different rookie campaign as far as pressure goes. Taylor Hall was an entity unto itself. Evaluate exactly what you thought his rookie season was like, Tom.
I thought it was really good. For those people that don't get a chance to really have dialogue with this kid and get to know him, he's a great guy. He comes from, he has good DNA. I mean, obviously he's a well-spoken kid. He's well thought out. He's got that little bit of a twinkle in his eye. There's a little bit of a disturber in there, if you know what I mean. And that's all good too. That's all part of a guy's fabric. But he's really a bright kid. He loves the game. He loves everything about the game. He's a really good, enlightening conversation. You don't always get that from 18-year-olds as a coach that's, been doing this for a long time. And so it's always a really neat conversation with him, and then by the nature of how he plays, he was very, very coachable. Always tried to apply the things, the suggestions that we were trying to make to him in order to improve his overall game. And I thought he was good from the get-go, but I just thought he got better and better and better. I think he'd be one of the three names at the very least that people would be talking about as rookie of the year had he made it through the season.
Tom, you mentioned it a little bit earlier on, but you look at this team moving forward and you got a chance to evaluate a ton of guys as far as the organization goes this year. Of all the call-ups that you had along the way, was there one guy that really impressed you the most?
No, and that's a good thing. There was lots to like about each guy, quite honestly, and it didn't really matter who it was. If it was Hartikainen, who everybody took a shine to, and he made his way in here, and he did a nice job. Omar did a nice job, of course. Vandeveld comes in, does a nice job, wins faceoffs. We all know how important that's been to us and how unlucky we've been at that skill, if you will. He comes in and does a nice job there. Jeff Petrie comes in, he does his thing, and everybody just stepped up, and I think that suggests a couple of things. Number one, outstanding drafting, quite honestly, and I'm not afraid to tell people that, and I don't think our scouts that get a couple hundred games in a year don't get enough recognition for that. It's not an easy job. It's not an exact science, and yet, you integrate five rookies into our lineup this year, and they all play. The call-ups come in, and they don't miss a beat. They just help our team. So scouts, first of all. And then secondly, I think the fact that, especially the guys in Oklahoma City who are in the playoffs and won last night with a big win, have done a real good job of helping these guys understand, assimilate, and ultimately have some success at the pro level. So those are two groups of people I think should be recognized for the help these young guys made to our team this year.
Linus Olmark played 51 games for you this year, put up 27 points, but was a minus 16. Is this guy a long long-term NHL guy due to his size, maybe? Could that be a concern?
It could be. You know, the one thing about Linus is he has to get stronger. He's got big cojones. There's no question about that, and that's all good. But he needs the frame to be able to back up that type of play, and he loves the puck. He's not afraid of the responsibility of it. Protects it as well as anybody in the game, but ultimately will get rocked big time, as time moves on and gets leaned on pretty heavily. And he has to be able to, you know, withstand that, the rigors of that type of play over 82 games over how many years. And so he must get stronger. There's no two ways about that. And with that comes the requisite need to work on some of the fundamentals. His skating is good. It's not great. He's not fast, but he's quick. Speed kills, and we want to be a fast team. We want to be a quick and fast team. And so he has to work on some of those things as well. And the minus 16 is a little bit disconcerting, but also reflective of a young guy stepping into the NHL and the small ice and the big change for a European and that we want to correct. But I'll tell you something, he's got a competitive attitude. He wants badly to play. He has no problem with the responsibility, that goes along with being, a skilled player, if you will, vis-a-vis the puck and getting rocked. And that's all good.
Tom, as a coach, and I know it's the general manager's job to fill the needs, but as a coach, what is the one thing that you would like to be brought into this team next year? What's one need that you think, is glaringly need to be filled?
There isn't one. There's more than one. That's the problem.
Yeah.
that's what rebuilding is all about. So as we try to redefine our team, you can't identify with one single area. We're in the middle of a process here. We're not even in the middle. We're still at the front end of a process here that takes time, and that's a bugger because people want us to get going. We want to be playing it this time next year, and we want to be winning the Stanley Cup as quickly as we can. And if not next year, the year after. Well, that's all. We feel the same way, but at the same time, you got to dedicate yourself to a process here that, and as much as you love coaching, you may not be here at the end of the day to see the fruits of the labor, but you have to approach it that way, where every day you're just continue to build. And, we need everything. I mean, we need everything. We need depth for sure at every position at the very least, but do we need a number one center, a big stud? Yeah.
That's Tom Rennie talking to Nielsen and Chase earlier. I think it was Thursday. Just talking about the team this year, some of the surprises, and some of the good things that happened, and maybe looking forward to 11-12. I keep thinking about Oil Change, the first edition, where they were talking to Tom Rennie about some of the free agents, and he was like, I like this guy. I think he'll have a better idea about this team for next year. And so when we see those Oil Change episodes, I'm sure he'll be looking at something a little bit more, advanced, a little more experience maybe at center ice and along the blue line, and it's a learning process for these teams. Well, had a great day today down at the Pint. Want to tell you, we'll be live on the radio on Team 1260 on draft day for 3 hours from noon to 3. Want to thank Cam Connor, Kent Wilson, Jason Greger, Bob Stauffer, and we had a great time. So make sure to join us next Saturday right here on Team 1260 Radio.